Huge announcement coming from Bored Ape Yacht Club. CloneX tease out what's to come from them. D-Gods are changing the game with royalties and have NFT Twitter a buzz. And Takashi Murakami is launching a new project with one of the most famous Formula One drivers in the world. It's been a week in the NFT world, and we're covering all of that and more for you in today's episode of GOATS and the Metaverse. How are you, man?
I'm doing
great. I felt like I had to give a little bit of the Las Vegas GOATS and the Metaverse because I'm here in Vegas and feeling
Vegas,
the vibes.
Baby. Vegas! Good day, my friend. Good day. A lot is happening. Let's get right into it. Ethereum price is just under $1,300. A lot of red arrows. We talked about it. It's sitting pretty much around the $1,300 mark, which seems to be the new norm. Let's see where the daily floor prices are. Boom. A little mixed bag, a little green, a little red. CloneX, 9.33. Mutants at almost 16. Your friends at Azuki, 10 and change. Good to see a cool cat at 3.4. Three, the new norm for cool cats. I like it. And our friends at VFriends at 6 Ethereum. But a lot has happened in the last week. And probably the biggest news that we have seen has been out of our friends at Bored Ape Yacht Club. They announced a new game. And this is not the other side. This is something that's probably been in the works for a really long time. They announced a new game in the sandbox. And it is here. You could go play it. You could go meet Curtis and his crew. And it looks pretty damn cool. Miami 2035 is the vibe of the game. This looks really cool. I don't really know what you're supposed to do.
It does look really cool. You can bring your avatar into the game and play it. We haven't played it yet, but it's cool to see this coming out of the world of the sandbox. We were talking about it the other day, and I think the video got about 45,000 views. And in the bull market, this would have got a couple of 100,000 views. So just giving you a taste of the attention that people are putting in. We have a consumer price in coming out on Wednesday. Everyone's kind of geared towards what is happening in the global macro markets. And if we get some better results there, I think we'll see maybe a bit of a bull run happening in these on-risk assets. Obviously, the news comes out and it's worse than we expect. We'll see that translating probably negatively into the market. So we're still in this winter. We're still in this terrain. But seeing that the builders are still building, there is games coming out. There are projects coming out. There's about five different announcements that have happened in the last week that are pretty exciting. And Yuga Labs, obviously, bringing their force with Sandbox, who are big investors in the Yuga round. And seeing that collaboration starting to take place. The game itself was developed by Crypto Cities Dev, and they did a pretty good job. It looks pretty impressive. So some other announcements that came out of the Bored Ape Yacht Club world. Stanley, tell us about the council that was announced.
So they announced a council. I believe it is 7 members total, and they're going to be expanding. And these are people that kind of have been early supporters and have been throwing events, Bored Ape meetups around the country and around the world. And this is a way for the Bored Ape Yacht Club to say, hey, you guys been doing a great job. We want for you to continue to push the brand forward. And they're almost kind of the ambassadors for the Bored Ape Yacht Club. There will be more members announced as, I guess, Bored Ape Yacht Club continues to grow. But I think it was a great idea to say, hey, you guys helped us grow our brand. And we want you to be part of our team to continue to do that. And just another way BAYC understands community. And that is why they're the lead dog.
What happened? Speaking of dogs, whatever happened to Bored Ape Kennel Club? Do they get anything? Do they get any excitement? I mean, I see that they're still sitting at a pretty price.
So
But no real attention coming into the Bored Ape Kennel Club.
the rumor is it is involved in the other side, and you know, whenever somebody starts that rumor, not sure who it is, the prices goes up. And I gotta say, they have to be somewhat connected. Yuga's way too smart not to have them connected, and yeah, they're involved somehow, and I guess we'll find out sooner than later.
Okay, well, I've got some dogs in the kennel sitting at 7 ETH, and would love to see what happens to them. My hounds are feeling a little bit lonely with what's been going on in the market. Another big project announcement. So big two kind of the blue chips in the space announcing in the same week. Nike owned Clonix and Artifact Studio teased out their new project called Animus. They released a pretty sweet and cute little trailer that came out showing this world that it's taking people on. And in that little trailer, you see, I don't know if it is a coda. People are saying it's not a coda. I think it looks like one, where there's this little creature that lands and gets invited to join them on this little journey that they're going on. And in that journey, they get to these little eggs, and we don't know what's inside the eggs, but the impression is that this is what is coming out of the Clonex team, and they are very good at building hype and anticipation. And that video did just that. A lot of excitement. We saw the floor price of Clonex's increase slightly. They're back down to where they were before the announcement. Again, momentum traders trying to trade into the excitement and the hype. But not much hype happening in the market.
No, not at all. But if that's not a coda, I feel like there's some infringement going on because it looks like a coda to me. And goes back to the original Other Side trailer, right? We saw other brands being a part of that trailer. Somehow, some way, this whole world is going to be inclusive of other brands, we're assuming. So let's, whatever is happening in the world, and Yuga, we trust, right? We just got to keep going with it and got to assume that it's all coming and it's all going to come together. And there's going to be a wow factor that's going to all make sense, hopefully, one day. And tying into CloneX, Takashi Murakami, who has done a bunch of different collabs with CloneX, has a collab with Lewis Hamilton on a new design of a streetwear brand, which is pretty cool. Big names. Takashi is a big name in the space, and Lewis Hamilton is the biggest F1 driver probably in history, right? In the world. Maybe you could argue Michael Schumacher, but I think Lewis Hamilton's a bigger brand name. So that's kind of cool. And another
The brand is called Plus 44. Are they both from the UK? Like, I think that's the country code from the UK. Interesting to know where that name comes from, but awesome to see a collab with two OGs in the space. Takashi Murakami. Murakami traits in CloneX still hold a huge premium in the CloneX world, and Takashi, a very well-known artist in the space, designing some helmets and seeing Formula One drivers come into this in a pretty new and novel way. It's pretty cool, and I look forward to seeing what's happening there.
yes, and we also have got some news from your friends. And this is probably the biggest news, and we could probably spend the rest of the episode talking about this. D Gods, your
D
friend
Gods.
Frankie D Gods, zero royalties. What the fuck? What the fuck? WTF?
What the fuck indeed. Mixed bag of reviews out of this announcement. Definitely got the world of NFT land up in arms. They announced 0% royalties. We're updating D Gods, Tubes, and Utes all to 0% royalties. We still believe that royalties are an incredible use case of NFTs. We'll continue to support creators that want to find solutions to enforce royalties. We believe this is the best decision for our business at this time. It's about time we take a new approach. And some people were in favor, saying this was inevitable and royalties for things like collectibles shouldn't be in place. It's not in place in the traditional card market. Why should it be in place in this market? Artists coming out saying that royalties is why they got into the NFT world. Musicians get royalties, screenwriters, filmmakers. Why should artists not be able to benefit from the same? And we have the technology and the capability. And Frank, what you're doing is making it a zero-sum game for everyone. And then there's others who are saying, well, Magic Eden put some pressure on the D-Gods team as investors in their last round. They raised $7 million. And Magic Eden is losing some market share to other marketplaces and wanted to bring more attention back to their platform and wanting to push more collections to go 0% royalties on their platform. What do you think, Stan?
I think they're trying to get attention, right? I think they're kind of trying to make a stance, get attention. Long term, are they going to regret this? Like Moonbirds might have regretted C20. I don't know. I mean, listen, I get both sides of the argument. I understand it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a fan from a long term vision perspective of, I think one of the most interesting things about this space is the royalty aspect for creators. Now we're kind of turning into a VC game and hey, we don't need royalties because we're going to go raise money. And they obviously did raise money, but I think I brought this up on our Twitter spaces the other day. Somebody's going to pay for it. There has to be, at the end of the day, these VCs that are putting in money want to see a return on investment. So does that mean they're going to go sell us something else somewhere else and then say, look, we didn't charge for royalties, so now we're going to charge you for this? I think that something else is coming. I don't know what it is. I don't know when it's coming, but you got to assume from a business perspective, there has to be
that something's coming.
Something has to happen somewhere, right?
Well, it's interesting that we didn't see a positive response from the market. You would expect holders would be excited about the fact that they no longer have to pay royalties for trading their D-Gods or their Utes or their assets. And the price actually came down. That could just be the market and where it's at. But we did see the same coming out of the Moonbirds universe when CC0 was announced and the price has not recovered. So are they destroying value here in the eyes of their holders? It's a little too soon to say, but we didn't see a bump or a pump at the back of that. So the original response is a little bit negative. Let's see what happens in that world. I, for one, think that royalties as a mechanism in this is a extremely, you know, kind of 0-to-1 technological innovation that should be embraced. And that having that type of ongoing maintenance for a community, for people to be continuously investing in supporting these projects is a key differentiator for what makes these communities grow. So we'll see how they do it. Like you say, how else do they generate revenue if this isn't part of it? I heard an argument saying that having royalties incentivizes you to focus on people trading, and you want more traders in your ecosystem, and no royalties focuses you on bringing the true believers and true holders and the true people, because you have to think of new innovative ways to bring value to them. We'll see.
I think everybody's just trying to get attention. I think that's what it comes to. And look, in my two cents from a business perspective, you want to do no royalties? Tell us why. Why tease it? Like, say, we're not doing royalties because of X, Y, and Z. And here's our business plan, and here's how we're moving forward. Then we could have an educated conversation of like, hey, that actually makes sense. And I think we're living in this world now where we need a little bit more clarity, transparency, and substance out of everybody. If you want to do this, that's fine. But give us the real reason of why you're doing this. And not like the BS, this is how we foresee things going in the future, because nobody knows how it's going in the future. Things change on a weekly.
We're making it up as we go along.
Yeah, like nobody really knows. Well, we do know one thing that is still here. The Goat Vault, my friend, is still here, still available. $14,462, 9.195 Ethereum. All you need to do is hit that subscribe button. Once we get to 5,000 subscribers, we open up that vault and give away those NFTs. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you comment. Tell us how much you love us. tell Yahtzee some good restaurants to eat while he's in Vegas, which casinos he should be playing the slots in, all that goes jazz. We hope you enjoyed the show, my friends. I know I did. And we'll see you back here next week. Peace out. Have a good week, everybody.